the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's Your Deal?
Really? Really? You can't wait in excess? 766-9370. This is the Dog and Joe Show on a Monday. Anything at all you want to say, you want to share, you want to discuss, 766-9370. Advice, you want it, you need it. I think this is an appropriate deal today because we had a fantastic weekend Saturday out at Rockland Harley-Davidson. Thank you to everybody at Rockland Harley-Davidson. Thank you to everybody that came by. All kinds of great people showed up. And it was pretty damn exciting. And if you haven't seen all the footage and all the posts on Facebook or 937theriver.com, it was really, really cool. And I told a couple of people this on post over the weekend. I wish that we could have given away 160 Harley Davidsons so nobody would have walked out of there empty-handed.
I know. That's the hard part about it, huh?
But it was really, really cool. And the thing that sucks is that it's single-round elimination with this high-card showdown. So a lot of the people that showed up first, you know, we bring them up two at a time, two at a time. They pull the cards. High card wins, low card leaves. And a lot of these people, because everyone shows up. This is what I think is cool. Everyone showed up with the same goal.
Yeah.
They all had the same thought. They all said the bike was theirs. They all wanted to believe that they could ride out of there on it. But only one person got the keys. And it was damn exciting. I'm glad everyone listened. I'm glad everyone played along for all these weeks of getting qualified. But sadly, there was only one, Amy Wilson, who drove away on that 2018 Softail Slim.
And it went right down to the wire. And the way she played the game towards the end, I was just telling Doug, I was watching the video on here. And she pulled up, the card she pulled up was an ace.
That's ace
what
of clubs.
She won with.
Yeah.
And as she pulled it up, she got like a little smile on her face. But she played a good hand right there. I don't know that I'd be able to control my emotions had I pulled an ace on a winning hand.
Well,
like
but,
that.
But you have to think, she pulled an ace of clubs. That left a diamond. That left a spade.
Right.
That left a heart.
There's no way to know.
Nobody else pulled a damn ace out, so she won it outright, and the next highest card was a queen. There wasn't even a king that was drawn.
Yeah.
And everything else that everybody else picked, because it came down to 10 finalists, we fanned the cards out, all 10 of the people at the table at once, they had a chance to pick any card of the 52. They slide their card out, they held on to them, we say flop them, they flop them over. And Amy Wilson had the ace of clubs, and it was the highest card. There was no other showdown after that.
No.
She walked away outright as the winner.
It was exciting, man. You guys cannot even imagine how many times it came down to a one-number difference.
Yeah.
Like a guy or a girl would pull a four, the other person pull a five.
Yeah.
You know, it was just crazy. I mean, that happened legitimately probably 15 times.
And oddly, on Saturday, we didn't have a lot of battles. There was only about three or four, maybe five times where people tied.
No, it's crazy.
They drew the same card, and they had to redraw again. But it was really, really fun. We had a good time. And we just ask you this, if you can, throw good shouts out to Amy Wilson. She is the winner.
Absolutely.
Amy, congrats. We don't even know, because I know she was tied up trying to get her husband down there and get everything straightened out. So I want to make sure that she sends us photos after she gets this bike home, because she used to ride.
Yeah.
And did Amy Wilson, does she have an M1?
I don't know if she still has her license or not. Her husband definitely does. But he was coming back to get the bike, got a flat tire, so I'm not even sure if they were able to get it home that day. They may have had to come back on Sunday and pick it up.
She does have her M1. She actually was there with one of her friends that qualified, and she told us that she's riding home with it because she has the M1 and she had all of her gear on her.
No way. Amy did?
No. Are you sure that was Amy Wilson or Carolyn?
No, that was Amy Wilson.
Was it Amy Wilson?
I'm pretty sure
she has
ridden
many, many times in her life. So I know that she has. I don't know if she still has it now, but she definitely has.
Because on Friday, Carolyn, our absolute last qualifier, she showed up with all her gear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was there with a co-worker of hers, and she said that, she goes, I've got my license. I used to have a bike. I would love to ride again. I brought all my stuff down, and all I have to do is kick my flops off. And I brought socks. I got my boots. I got my leathers. I will ride away on this today. Unfortunately, she didn't get it. So there was a lot of ladies too that were out on this thing,
that
so that was nice
awesome
to see.
See that, man.
So it was really, really a good time. We appreciate everyone that came out. Thanks again to everyone, especially the Gaderas over at Rockland Folsom Harley Davidson. It was really fun.
It really was.
And you could get some pretty decent video of how this thing works out and how it looks. Everything's waiting for you on Facebook, 937theriver.com. All right, coming up today, right around 10 to 7. The one, the only Mr. Skin, he'll be back on. And here shortly, we got to do Behind the Bleep, the All Donald Trump in Singapore with Kim Jong-un edition. Here's an excess on the river.